The pasuk says Hashem appeared to Bilam and asked him, "Who are these people with you?" Rashi says Hashem was coming to cause Bilam to err. Bilam should walk away thinking, "Ooh, God doesn't know everything, and I could trick him. So maybe I'll also be able to curse them, and he won't understand." Seems pretty foolish to think Hashem doesn't know what's going on here. Bilam, it says, the nations want to count their wise men. Bilam's up there.
Just like what God did with Adam.
Right. Right. Here we see the true face of Bilam the wicked. His strength was in his mouth. That means his strength was in his ability to be a con artist, to deceive people. Esav also had his strength in his mouth. Esav also knew how to con people. He quotes from Esav. We would sooner say maybe what the Gemara says, that Bilam is a continuation of Lavan. Lavan was Arami. His term is Lavan, the deceitful one. Well, the nature of a deceitful person is that wherever he can, he thinks about deceit. A man asks his wife, we're boarding the plane, and they're asking for your weight. What should I say? So the woman says, if I say I worry more, then it might be good for us because they might weigh me with the luggage. And then if I say I weigh 200 pounds instead of 150, so then together with my luggage, they'll think the luggage weighs less. If I say I weigh less, it might be good for us because it could be they charge us per pound. So when we go on the plane, they're going to weigh my luggage and weigh me. And if I say how much I weigh, they might weigh us separately. And they might not weigh, they might just take what I write, and then what should I say? So the husband says, why don't you just tell the truth? And the wife says, oh, I didn't even think of that. Right? So there are situations where a person's always thinking, how could I one up the system? In education, you have to pay attention to that. I once had a kid, who was always thinking how to one up someone. So we were once walking, and we went into a bakery. And the baker saw the cute kid, so he said, you could take something off the shelf. So what did the kid try to do? He went looking for the biggest cake. The baker said he could take something off the shelf. So the baker meant take a cookie. So he went and took a big cake. So the baker said, oh, that'll be 25 shekel. So the kid lost. He was going to get a cookie free. But he tried to one-up the baker. So the baker said, okay, that's 25 shekel. Now he didn't get anything for free. I was very happy. The kid had to learn his lesson. When we left, I said to the kid, you know you could have gotten a free cookie. He did mean what you thought he meant initially. He did say, take something. But you tried to outsmart him. Okay, so he outsmarted you. When a person is always trying to one-up other people, so then even on simple things, even on things that should be obvious to him, he starts thinking, hey, maybe I could win something here. Maybe my sly and cunning ways will help me here too. So when Bilam is accustomed to always being deceitful, to always saying a lie, to always conning other people, he doesn't realize that he's conning himself more than anyone else. One of the challenges of the liar is that he loses his self-identity. His own identity becomes murky. He doesn't realize that he has a hard time gauging what he sees. And that's really what happens. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when a person's a liar, even when he tells the truth, people don't believe him. When the lips are accustomed to saying lies, then we feel like it's almost impossible that truth will come from them. And that's why the pasuk says, Vayasim davar b'fi Bilam. Two interpretations in the Gemara. What does the pasuk mean, Hashem put words in the mouth of Bilam? One interpretation is Hashem sent an angel to control his mouth. The second interpretation is that Hashem sent a fish hook to take control of his mouth. Meaning, whichever way you'll say it, Chazal said, it wasn't Bilam's mouth talking. If Bilaam's mouth is doing the talking, so then his mouth is used to saying lies. You can't have that mouth producing the blessings that are necessary. So Hashem controls what's coming out. If you go this interpretation or that interpretation. And that's why when Bilaam speaks to Hashem, as smart as he is, he right away thinks, maybe I could con the Ribbono Shel Olam too, because that's his line of reasoning.